This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Join us now as we go to the live broadcast of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us in another live episode of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast, episode 223, Grace Teaches Us to Live Godly, Purifying for Himself. The spiritual appetizer we will be using in this episode is from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. Church, we need to remember that grace is not permission to sin. As a matter of fact, it teaches us how to avoid sin and live godly, purifying for himself. Read with me now, Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you." And so we see from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, that grace has appeared to all men. And this grace is Jesus Christ. He appeared to us so that he could teach us how to live godly. And this grace has taught us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust and to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, as we look for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people. He gave himself for us. He shed his blood upon the cross so that he could purify for himself his own special people. God gave us grace to teach us how to live godly, to teach us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. And in doing this, he is purifying us for our reward, to go to heaven, to be with him. This life here on this earth is for the purpose of purifying us so that we can be with him, because he is pure. In Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, it says, "Sin separates us from God." And it's that sin that pollutes us and makes it not possible for us to be with him. This life here on this earth is for the purpose of helping us learn how to become obedient so that we can be purified for him. Let's look at some verses that consider this. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 26 and let's read verse 28. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28. "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." And so Jesus came here. John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." He came here to die for us so that we could be renewed or restored to God. His blood was shed for the remission of our sins. Going all the way back to the garden in the creation story, in the Garden of Eden, man was placed in paradise and told that he could eat of all the fruit of the garden except for one tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That was the only tree that he was told that he needed to stay away from. And so from that point forward, when man chose to eat of that tree, they polluted themselves with sin. They died that day. And so Jesus had to come into this world to restore our relationship with the Father. And the only way that that could be done was the shedding of his blood so that we could have the remission of our sins. If we look at the Great Commission found in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, it says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized will be saved, but he that believeth not will be condemned." Will be saved from what? From sin. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, after the gospel sermon was preached, the people there asked a question, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter's response to them was, "Repent and let each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." For the forgiveness of your sins. God is purifying us. He has to purify us by his Son's blood in order to bring us back into a right relationship with him. That's why Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." So go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized will be saved. Baptized. Why? Because we have sin, and we need that sin washed away. We need it remitted. And the only way that we can have it remitted is by the blood of Christ. And so he shed his blood so that we could have remission of sins. Peter tells us how to obtain that remission of sins. Matter of fact, if you go on in Peter, to the book of Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21, you find the like figure, "Whereunto baptism doth now also save, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." You see, it saves because it's where we contact the blood of Christ, which was shed for the remission of sins. God is purifying us. He needs us to be clean in order to be with him. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, the Bible says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." We need to come to repentance because we have sin in our lives. We need it washed away. We need it taken away. And Jesus' blood was given to us for that purpose. It's in baptism that we contact that blood and we are purified. If we go to Acts chapter 22 and look at verse 16, Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, notice what it says. "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Going back to Acts chapter 2, when Peter would tell the people there to repent and let each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, if you go back up from verse 37 and 38 to verse 21, it tells us that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Well, how do you call upon the name of the Lord? You call on the name of the Lord right here in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. "And why now are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." He was purifying for himself his own special people. Go back to Titus chapter 3 and read verses 14 and 15 again. "Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works." He needs to wash away our sins. He needs to purify us from every lawless deed. The lawless deeds in our life are sinful actions that we have chosen. And so he gave us his grace. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." This grace brings salvation. It brings being right with him. He sent us his Son into this world so that we can be right with him. And his Son told us in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Why? Because the gospel has the power of God unto salvation. It tells us how to live so that we can be right with him. And then in the telling of how we need to live, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes it and is obedient. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. Why? Because he's purifying for himself his own special people. He's checking to see if we're going to be obedient to him. Because it's only through obedience that we learn how to love him. John chapter 14 and verse 15. "If you love me, keep my commandments." And so it's through keeping the commandments of God, even when we don't understand them, that he purifies us. He commanded us to go into all the world, to preach the gospel, the saving message. The people that believe it and are baptized will be saved. They'll be purified for himself, his own special people. Go back to Peter now. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." We are that chosen generation, that royal priesthood, that holy nation, his own special people. Well, how did we become his own special people? He tells us here that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness. He's called us out of darkness, just as he called Saul of Tarsus, who would later become Paul, out of darkness on the road to Damascus. He showed a bright light to him. He blinded him. And he said, "Go to the road called Straight." And so Ananias went to the road called Straight, Paul went to the road called Straight and found Ananias. And Ananias came in and said, "Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. Purify yourself, Paul. You've heard the message of the gospel preached." He was sent to Ananias to hear the message. He heard the message. He was called out of darkness and into the marvelous light, but he had to be obedient to it so that he could become God's special people, his chosen generation, or at least a part of it. Church, we need to remember that grace is not permission to sin. As a matter of fact, it teaches us how to avoid sin and live godly, purifying for himself. This life that we're living here is about purifying ourselves, removing the sin from our lives so that we can be with him. The only way that we can do that is to go through his son's blood, to do it the way that he wants it to be done. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." We need to learn from God how to live this life. We need to learn from his word how to put sin away from us. Back in 1 Peter chapter 2, it says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation." The word holy means to be set apart for God, his own special people. Well, how do we set ourselves apart for God? We listen to him. We're obedient to him in whatever he tells us to do. And so if he tells us this is the way that we need to live, then that's the way that we need to live. That's the way that we purify ourselves for him. He is purifying us by giving us his word, showing us the way that we need to live, and then seeing who's going to do it. Who's going to actually walk the path that Jesus has laid out? Because there's only two paths in this life. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14 says there's a broad way that leads to destruction, and there's a narrow way that leads to God. And you know, Jesus is the only way. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes unto the Father except by me." And so if we go to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, we find out what that path is. "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ Jesus have put on Christ." If we have to go through him, then we have to be baptized into him. He is the path. There is no other way. And so he's purifying us through his blood, in going through him in order to get to the Father. Church, we need to remember that grace is not permission to sin. As a matter of fact, it teaches us how to avoid sin and live godly. It teaches us how to avoid sin because sin separates us from God. And as long as we remain separated from God and in an unpurified state, because we refuse to be obedient to him, we refuse to come to him the way that he has told us to come to him, then we will not be able to see the Father. We will not be purified by him. Going back to Titus chapter 2 and reading verses 11 through 15 again, notice with me this: "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Grace teaches us how to live, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Because Christ is coming back to take us home, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. One more verse before we go on from this. We're going to find in Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For if we've been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Notice verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with. Well, how was he crucified with him? He was baptized into his death. Jesus is purifying us for himself so that we can go to heaven and be with him. And he has done this by crucifying us so that we can walk in newness of life. Where do we die? Verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? You see, grace teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Baptism is where we have our sins washed away and purified for him. We're being purified for Jesus because of the grace that has appeared to us. So let's live our lives the way that we need to in following him and understand that grace is not permission to sin. As a matter of fact, it teaches us how to avoid sin and live godly, purifying for himself. So as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you. So, as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you.
We thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting our website, bywaymedia.org. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.